Hi, this is Don Chan from Singapore. From Asia to Europe and across the globe, you're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to this Q&A edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast, where I answer your burning questions and get you on your way to the Network Marketing Hall of Fame. Welcome to session number 19, and today's question is, I'm new to the business, I'm new to network marketing, or I've just started someone new in my network marketing business. What should we be doing that very first hour in the business? Have you ever struggled with this? Like, what do you tell them first? How do you get them started? But first, today's show sponsor. You know, I get more questions on a daily basis about how to really build a successful business online, how to really get my network marketing business online. So I developed Social Media Mastery Backstage Pass coaching, and it's now open. It's designed to take you A to Z from how to do everything that you need to, everything that I've done over the last almost 15 years of marketing online, sponsoring over 1,700 people who all came to me. You want to get part of those 3 million people each day who go online looking for a business. You want them to find you. So you can visit socialmediabackstagepass.com for details. Now again, today's question is, what should we be doing that very first hour in the business with a new person? How should we be getting them off to a successful start? We have such a tendency to want to dump every bit of knowledge we've learned since we started, you know, in the business. We want to dump that on our new person, from product knowledge to how to overcome objections to all this stuff, scripts and everything. And this can really totally overwhelm someone and take them right out of the game. So I was chatting with network marketing professional Lisa Grossman, whose interview I did a few weeks back. You can find that over at jackiealmer.com/061. And I asked her to share some solid steps for success in how to do this, what she's done over the years to build a $1 million a year business. I asked her to share those with you. So let's listen to what Lisa had to say.
Hi, this is Lisa Grossman. I'm sitting at the ANMP event in Dallas, Texas, contemplating my quarter of a century that I've been spending in network marketing and still loving it as much as when I started, if not even more, because I know more about it today than I did at the beginning. And we've been talking about the beginning of network marketing, and when people get in, they're frightened, and justifiably so. And most people really don't understand that the number one job, if you're a leader or want to be a leader, starting a new person off, that you have when you get them started, is getting rid of their fear, because they are scared to death. They don't know what to do. They're overwhelmed. It's perfectly normal, and that's okay. And they're afraid of two things. They don't want to look like a fool, and they don't want to be rejected. And the first thing you have to do is make sure they understand that most people are going to say no to their business, and they're supposed to. That's okay. Let's think about that. Most people are not doctors. They're not lawyers. They don't own restaurants. They're not in construction. I'm sure you've been to a doctor. Unfortunately, you've probably used the services of a lawyer. You certainly eat in restaurants, and you're probably sitting in a building that a lot of construction workers had something to do with building. Message: most people don't do any particular career, and most people are not going to choose to be network marketing professionals either. But we all use the services of almost every career out there, and we all market products in network marketing and services that are universal and applicable to everybody. So make sure your new person knows that they should expect no. They should look for no. They're not looking to get people in their business. They're looking to get the right people in the business. The second thing is that they're going to look like idiots. The problem there is that new people have an expectation that they should know everything. They're not going to know how to explain the comp plan for probably 2 years, if at all, and the good news is they don't have to know how to. They're not going to know how to explain the product for quite some time, and they don't need to. They just need to have a good story of what the product did for them. You have about 1 hour to eradicate the fear of a new person. Assuming that you can't teach them everything they need to know about that product in an hour so that they can do it at the meeting next week. Assuming that you can't teach them everything they need to know to explain the comp plan perfectly at the meeting next week, don't waste any of that hour on the comp plan or the product training, because it's not necessary. What you can do is teach them how to ask 3 questions, and those questions are you happy? Find out where people are at. Most are not satisfied. Ask them if they have a plan. Most don't have a plan to change the state of unhappiness in which they're currently living. And if they don't have one, ask them if they want to see one. Now remember, the plan you have is not going to be for most people, but your product is, and that's okay. You just want those that are unhappy, which is almost everybody, to take an honest look at your plan, see if it's for them, make an informed decision. If it's not okay, they'll try your product. The second thing you have to learn, teach them how to do, probably teach them this first, is how to go to their network, their closest friends and family, and ask for help. And the help they ask for is, would you do me a favor? I'd like you to try my product. Buy it. Try it for the prescribed amount of time. If you get good results, and I think you will, become my customer. If you don't, that's okay. You don't ever have to buy it again, but I just want you to try it. Give it an honest try. Be my testimonial. Give me your opinion. That's what I need for your help to start my business. And folks, remember this. Anybody who starts a business outside of network marketing, look at Bill Gates, look at any business that ever started. Phase one is the garage phase. And when you've got an idea and you're in the garage and you need funding, financing, help, or support, there's no bank you can go to. Everybody starts phase one with friends and family. And if you're starting a business, that's where you need to start to. We're not saying go put them in your business, which is your biggest fear, and you probably shouldn't. The only thing that's worse when they say no is when they say yes. But they are the people you go to for help and support to try your product and give you encouragement, testimonials, and support, so that you have a story about your success with your product when you go out and talk to your new people about your new business. Hope this helps, and have a great day.
Thanks so much, Lisa. And yeah, I would say simple enough. Teach them those three key questions. Teach them to go to their network and help them more than anything overcome their fears. You know, really and truly, we fear rejection in this business, but there's really no such thing as rejection. It's just not right for that person right now, and that's okay. We're not looking for just anyone who can fog a mirror. We're looking for true professionals, those ones who want to stick it out. So I hope that's been helpful for you. I hope you got some nuggets out of it, and you know, definitely get out there, have some fun, and good luck in your business. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at JackieAlmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. Until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check.